Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Jim Newsom. It's February 15th, Monday morning, 2016, 8 a.m. in North Central West Virginia. And this is the day that the Lord has made. And this is Truth and God's Word Radio. I want to talk a little bit today about the honesty of the psalmist David, a man who, from what we read, had a lot of failures, as we all do. But his inclination was always to revert back to God and open himself up completely unto him, and just basically, it's not that God doesn't know it, but tell him what a mess it is, and not for the grace of God. Our lives can be a mess, and are a mess at times. We're flesh and blood living on a people planet, living in a fallen world. And we have challenges every day to our mind, our bodies, our souls, and our spirits. We are confronted with many things in this life, especially in the days in which we live in, because these are pressure-packed times, because I certainly believe that we are at the end of the age. So the psalmist David says this. He says, Psalms 139:23, and we all need to do this: "Search me, O Lord, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts." Verse 24, Psalm 139, "And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting life." Everlasting, that which is permanent. The psalmist David says, "Search me. Lord, I open myself completely unto you. I become an open book before you. I lay myself down. I'm going to do to the best of my ability with your help what you told the prophet Jeremiah to do, to go down to the potter's house and get you on the potter's wheel and let your spirit mold me and shape me into what you would have me to be." So in today's society, we are so much anymore for putting on the Ritz, so to speak. We have been so disillusioned in the church world that everything's supposed to be perfect that when we go through things, all of a sudden we think we're some kind of a failure, that we haven't done something right according to what man has said. See, man doesn't order our footsteps. The Spirit of Almighty God orders our footsteps. Psalmist said that he was a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So he says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart." So God's, the Word of God declares he's all in all. He's omnipresent, omniscient, knowing all. So it's not that God doesn't know, but it's the psalmist David, as we need to do, is opening up our heart and saying, "Lord, you know my heart. Now help me rectify, or you rectify completely through your Spirit. I open myself up for your antidote, for your help, for your healing word, your medicine to my life, your healing balm that can heal that which flows out of my life as not pleasing to you." You know, I found that it's not so much, you know, we preach, you know, we don't smoke and we don't chew and we don't run with those who do. And, but, you know, it's the inward part of the man that sins against God. It's allowing things like bitterness and jealousy and envy and strife and unforgiveness settle in our heart and become God. And if you read Matthew 18, I'm not going to get into that, but if we continue in that realm of unforgiveness and bitterness, you know, that opens the doors for the tormentors. So the psalmist David says, "Search me, O Lord. Know my heart. Try me. Know my thoughts." I'm opening myself up for what you would do within my life. I become a living sacrifice before you, which you declared is holy and acceptable. In Job 31:6, Job said when he was going through everything he was going through, which definitely humbled the man. The Bible says he was a good man to begin with, but he was further humbled by God allowing the hedge to come down in Job's life. And he says in Job 31:6, "Let me be weighed in an even balance, that God may know my integrity, that you might know me, that I become an open book before you, Lord, that the impurities that are in my life, through the blood of Jesus Christ, remove them." In Psalms 26:2, the psalmist says this. He said, "Examine me. Examine me, O Lord. Improve me. Try my reins and my heart." We go to doctors today, and with all the sophisticated equipment today, you know, the ultrasound, the MRIs, and all these instruments by which doctors can look on the inside of a man and see what's going on physically, or a woman, whatever it might be, and see the abnormal things going on within our bodies. So we need to let the Spirit of God turn on His searchlight and do ultrasounds spiritually and MRIs spiritually and find anything in our life that is detrimental to our soul. Because the Bible declares, what if a man gains this whole world and loses his soul? So our hope today is being completely honest before God, still confessing our sins and believing that He is faithful and true to forgive our sins. He says, 139:24, Psalms 139:24 says, "And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of the everlasting." Lord, do something. As I open myself up to you, as I become pliable to your Spirit, as I yield myself, as I submit myself unto you as an open book, knowing there's nothing I can do for myself, for this blight that might be upon my soul. And we all fight our battles. We all have our weakness. We all have our quote-unquote Achilles heel, our weak spots, our weak points in our life, which, you know, especially in today's Christian society, we certainly don't want to admit that, because we wouldn't be the super Christians that people expect us to be. But see, you can't live up to the expectations of men. You're not serving flesh and blood. The Bible says that God is a spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So He says, "Lead me in the way everlasting." Psalms 16:11, I love this scripture. "Thou will show me the path of life." When we yield, when we surrender, when we, just as we are, when we come to Him, messed up as we might be, and you know, some, you know, we put this, well, Christians don't get messed up. Yes, they do. We have been disillusioned for years by, can I just call it, false doctrine, and that as long as we claim it and blab it and grab it, claim it and name it, then we don't have any problems. This doctrine that we've been restored back to as Adam and Eve. But listen to me, the Bible says that God put a cherubim at the gate of the garden with the flaming sword, and Adam and Eve was not allowed back in. They were fallen. We're fallen. Now, I had to wake you up, but it's the truth. You know, we're not allowed to be weak. Basically, preachers. We're always to be strong. So we have to put on our false faces. I'm going to say it. But he said, thou wilt show me the path of life, in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there is no pleasures. There are pleasures forevermore. Thou wilt show me the path of life. When we yield ourselves unto him, when we open up our lives completely, listen, this man was king of Israel. The Bible declared that he was a man after God's own heart, but he had problems. He fought battles. Spiritual warfare was constantly seeking to destroy him through his enemies. He was a warrior. He fought battles. He always went in the name of the Lord. He always sought God before he did what he did. The only time he messed up was when the Word of God says that Satan moved David to number Israel. He says, you'll show me the path of life. And in thy presence is fullness of joy. And at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. That's a refrigerator scripture. Amen. You'll show us the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. And at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Who sits at the right hand of God but Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who has provided for us a way out, that has provided for us mercy and blood, the blood of Jesus that flows every day and is constantly washing away our sins and our indiscretions. I want to go to Psalms 51. Psalmist David said, first one, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Isaiah 43:25 says, I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for my own sake and will not remember thy sins. He says, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Isaiah 1:16, he says, wash me, wash you, make you clean. Put away the end of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Jeremiah 33:8, and I will cleanse them from all their iniquity whereby they have sinned against me. I will pardon all their iniquities whereby they have sinned and whereby they have transgressed against me. Listen, the Word of God says that judgment begins at the house of God. And if it begins at the house of God, how scarcely will anybody else escape. So it's time for honesty. It's time for honesty within our lives, that we can't run around anymore harboring. And like I said, it's those inward things that are destroying and tearing down most Christians, that's impeding our walk with God. It's bitterness, and it's envy, and it's jealousy, and it's strife, and it's unforgiveness, and it's murmuring, and it's complaining, and it's backbiting, and it's gossiping that's destroying the Christian. Fault finding, judging others. When people fail, I've heard it said the Christian army is the only army that kills their wounded. We align them to a fault. When the Bible says when somebody falls, we are to do our best through the Spirit of God, through the help of God, to restore them, be there for them with the spirit of meekness. That spirit of meekness means that we could be in the same place. When you get proud, when I get proud, you get proud, whoever gets proud, the Bible says pride comes before a fall. And don't think you can't fall. Because when a man thinks himself to be something, then the Word of God says, you are nothing. He says, for I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Honesty before the Lord. He said, against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when you speakest and be clear when thou judge. Now, this prayer was prayed after the failure with Bathsheba. The multiple sins that was committed, murder by proxy. Psalms 41:4 said, I said, Lord, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul. Wow. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Oh, we don't, you're not supposed to confess your sins anymore. We don't have a sin consciousness. Really? Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil. In thy sight thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Verse 5, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, lawlessness, and in sin did my mother conceive me. We were born with a fallen nature. Nobody born saved. People say, well, I was raised in church. That's good. So was I. But there come a point in time you had to be born again. There come a point in time you had to ask the Lord to forgive your sins. There come a point in time you had to decide to make Jesus Lord of your life. Somebody said, he said, behold, thou, you Lord, you desire truth in my inward parts and in the hidden part. Thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Don't let man categorize sin. God has it already categorized. And sin separates from God. And the wages of sin is still death. He says, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. With your hyssop, Lord. Hyssop is the little Mediterranean plant, or the little plant in the Middle East by which Moses dipped in the basin the blood of the lamb and applied it to the doorstop. And he says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. So apply your blood to my life, Lord Jesus. We overcome by the blood of the lamb and the word of our testimony. And we love not our lives to the death. He says, if you do this, I'll be whiter than the sun, because only you can cleanse me. Only you can cleanse me. See, sometimes we have to be broken so God can build us back up again. Sometimes we have to be that old lump of clay that gets on the potter's wheel, and the Spirit of God has to shape us and form us and fashion us. But it's time for a reality check and honesty before God. Lord, I'm struggling in an area within my life. Lord, I've got a hard time loving people. Lord, I struggle with forgiveness of things that was done to me years ago. And I feel justified in holding and harboring this thing in my heart. But often I've heard preachers say, many of them, that unforgiveness is like drinking poison and expecting to hurt somebody else. Let it go. Let it go. With God's help, let it go. Purge me, Lord, of hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness. What do you say in Psalm 16:11? Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. When the conviction came upon, because God certainly dealt with David as he did. The Bible says, whoever God loves, he chastens. And chastening in the spirit world comes with pressure. God will let down the hedge for a little bit. And he allows the powers of darkness to correct us and push us back to him. Let there be honesty. Let there be light in our souls, that we might lay before a thrice holy God and repent. And like I said, we preach We don't smoke, we don't chew, and we don't run with those that do. Us four, no more. You know, we just, and listen, yes, outward things like that, yes, of course, God wants you to deal with it in your life. But the Bible says it's what proceeds out of a man's heart. It's the issues of life that dwell in a man's heart. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Listen, we're not going to make it until we become completely honest with God. Thou art, I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. Cast me not away from thy presence. Still in Psalms 51, verse 11. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation that he provides. And uphold me with thy free spirit. Then I will teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be what? Saved. I will teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Why? Because I can tell them that he done it for me, he'll do it for you. Deliver me from blood guiltness, O God. Thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else will I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifice, listen, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, you won't despise that. This will move the hand of God is brokenness. Like the publican who stood in the temples, a Pharisee was praying his religious prayer, pointing to the publican, saying, God, I thank you. I'm not like that man over there. And that man over there was beating his chest and saying, oh, God, have mercy upon me, a sinner. Which one was God going to listen to? The one with the broken and the contrite heart and spirit. Do good in thy good pleasure and design. Build the walls of Jerusalem, and shall be pleased with. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering, whole burnt offering, and then all they offer bullocks upon thy altar. What did Samuel tell Saul? Obedience is better than sacrifice. Search me, O Lord. Search me, O God. Know my heart and try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Well, if a man gains the whole world and loses his soul, be honest with God today. Bow before a thrice holy God. Tell him, he knows. Paul said, I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. Jesus alone. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered and shall be set free. Listen, we need repentance in the house of God from the pulpit down. All of us need to be like the psalmist and say, search me, Lord. Especially in the days in which we live. And they're not really special, I don't guess, but we are living in such pressure-packed times. And we are living when, you know, the Bible says that many will lose heart and men's hearts will fail them for what they see coming on the face. You know, they'll lose their will. People fall by the wayside because they become disillusioned by religion. And they lose heart. They lose zeal for God. We can't afford to get our eyes on anything else except Jesus and him crucified. If you don't know Jesus today, confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. repent of your sins and ask him to come into your life and renounce every bit of evil you ever done in your life. He'll save you. If you're battling today in your body, by his stripes you're healed. He still heals. If you're battling today in your mind, he was chastised for our peace of mind. For he gives us not the spirit of fear, but power and love and of a sound mind. And his perfect love is still casting out fear. Fear. What a weapon the enemy uses against God's people. The spirit of fear. Deliver us today. Let us be an open book, Lord, before you. Amen. Amen. Let the Spirit of God heal you today. Quit looking to man to do. The man cannot help. Man can. You know, when Job's friends came and saw him in the situation he was in, they sat there. The Bible says there was silence. Sometimes we just need to be with people and not say a word and let God heal their minds, their bodies, their souls, and their spirits. Amen. Trust God today. Seek him while he may be found. Knock and it shall be opened. Seeking you shall find. Call on the name of the Lord and you shall be delivered. This is what the Word of God says. Become an open book before the Lord today. May God bless you.
This has been Truth in God's Word Radio with Pastor Jim Newsom. Our email address is truthintheword777@gmail.com. The Word of God declares, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Jesus is coming very soon. Until next time, may God bless each and every one of you. And the meek shall inherit.